Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice 2.
And Ezekiel from The Walking Dead. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening.
Also, booyah! Because I'm schizophrenic.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Tuesday, and we're going to talk some TV and movies. All week, we're celebrating the release of the new Robin Hood. It comes out here tomorrow. It comes out early, in time for Thanksgiving. It hadn't been getting really great reviews, but, you know, we're still excited about it. I want to see it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, because I like the character of Robin Hood. You know, we kind of started to go down that yesterday with a look at all of his video games and everything like that. He's really a great character. Today, we're not going to go over all of his movies just because there are literally hundreds of Robin Hood movies. He's really, really big, especially in British cinema. You know, kind of here in Western cinema, we have cowboys and Indians and things like that, and that's where a lot of our movies kind of go to. Well, over there, they do a lot of Robin Hood TV series, movies, everything like that. But, I mean, they make a lot of American movies about him, too. And we're just going to kind of look, pick, and choose a few to look at. The very first appearance of Robin Hood on screen was in a 1908 silent film called Robin Hood and His Merry Men. It was directed by Percy Stowe. And I'm pretty sure it's been lost to time, which is unfortunate, but is what it is. The next, and you know, he'd have about half a dozen more until the 1922 film called, well, technically it's called Douglas Fairbanks in Robin Hood, but for short it's just called Robin Hood. And it's another silent film. This was actually the first motion picture to ever have a Hollywood premiere, held at Graham's Egyptian Theater, and back on in 1922. And this was a huge, huge hit. Like, and it really set the bar, not only for Robin Hood films, but kind of for action films for the foreseeable future. And like I said, Douglas Fairbanks was Robin Hood. And interesting enough, Alan Hale Sr., his son, if you're like, I recognize that name. His son, Alan Hale Jr., was the skipper on Gilligan's Island. But Alan Hale Sr. played Little John and did such a good job that he actually would play it again in The Adventures of Robin Hood in 1938 that we'll look at here in a second, and in a 1950 film called Rogues of Sherwood Forest. So that tells you like kind of how iconic this movie was. And, like I said, really, until the Errol Flynn film, was that 16 years later, this was the definitive take of Robin Hood. But then came The Adventures of Robin Hood. 1938, Technicolor, Warner Brothers, produced by Hal B. Wallace and Henry Blank, directed by Michael Curtis and William Kiley. This was Errol Flynn, Olivia de Havilland, Basil Rathbone, Claude Rains, Alan Hale again. So many great people in this film. And this is considered one of the greatest movies of all time. Rotten Tomatoes has it at 100%, which if you listen to the show, you know there's really only two times I agree with Rotten Tomatoes. Zeros and 100s. And this is definitely one of them. To this day, you know, this is kind of the go-to, what we look at for Robin Hood in film. It's been parodied so many times, whether it be in Looney Tunes things. We saw it in a couple of different ones. You had the Rabbit Hood, where they actually put in a clip from this movie, and Bugs Bunny meets Errol Flynn. That's pretty neat. And then Robin Hood Daffy with Daffy and Porky has a lot of references to it. Even Disney joined in with Goofin' Hood and His Melancholy Men. The costume designs, everything is lifted from this. Even if you go as recently as Tangled, Flynn Rider was inspired by Errol Flynn. And it's just really a great movie. The Princess Bride, their sword fight scenes, they use this as the standard, as the reference of how good they needed to be and how realistic and exciting they needed to be. Errol Flynn's Robin Hood is a masterpiece of American cinema. And I mean, that's not just American cinema, of cinema. And that, yeah, a lot of people, unfortunately, in today's time and age, haven't seen it. And that's sad. As you would go out, you know, through the 40s, wasn't a whole lot of stuff in the 40s. And you go into the 50s, he had a few things. That's when you started getting television shows over on the BBC about him. Lots of television shows, long-running shows. They even did a kind of a generational gender swap thing with the son of Robin Hood, where the son is actually his daughter. It's kind of interesting, from 1958. Definitely worth checking out. Another cool spin that they did, just because I'm partial to the actors, in 1964... they made a film called Robin and the Seven Hoods. And you had Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Bing Crosby, Sammy Davis Jr., Peter Falk, Columbo. Columbo was in this movie, singing, no less. Barbara Rush, Hank Henry, all sorts of people, Jack LaRue. And it's a 1930s Chicago gangster-style movie where Robbo, who is Frank Sinatra, is trying to, well, he's in a gang war. Like, there's no sugarcoating it. He's in a gang war with Peter Falk, Guy Grisborn. And through shenanigans and things, he ends up, Robbo donates this money to Alan Adele, played by Bing Crosby, who runs a boys' orphanage. And so now he's a hero in the newspapers. And meanwhile, there's still all this murder and gang war and violence and stuff going on, all to Rat Pack songs. It's a bonkers movie, but in all the right ways. It's, I mean, if you like bonkers 60s Rat Pack movies, this is more so than Oceans or any of the Westerns or anything like that. It is insane. But, like I said, it works, and it's a whole lot of fun. Then, you know, a couple of other ones, you get some space age stuff because it was the 60s and everybody had to go to space. So you had Rocket Robin Hood, where the merry spacemen live in the year 3000 on Sherwood asteroid, and just crazy, crazy stuff. Aside from the Adventures of Robin Hood that we mentioned, probably the other super iconic Robin Hood portrayal came in 1973, and that was in Disney's Robin Hood. And this is one I was talking about. Like, I have a tattoo of the rooster from this film on my leg. Alan Adele, voiced by Roger Miller. This movie, something about, like, I remember being a kid. I mean, it came out 10 years before I was born, but growing up watching this one was one of the best movies, one of my favorite movies. I loved it. Was the 21st one, and it just really, the ball got started on it during Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, but due to stuff, it kind of would be shelved and brought back out and then shelved, and animation changes and everything. It was but we finally got it, and I think the world is better because we have this movie. It is just so, so good. And I think it's been awarded. Yeah, it's been nominated for, like, Best Animation Film. It got Academy Award nomination for Best Song. Like, it's all sorts of things. It's just a really fun and delightful movie that, you know, I think as you're going through life, if you want to look at Robin Hoods to watch, you, like, you watch that one when you're a kid. The one we're going to get to in a second, when you're, you know, late teenager, early 20s, and then the Errol Flynn one when you're older. But going through the 80s, again, just more TV shows, crazy animation stuff. There was a cool one that was Maid Marian and Her Merry Men, which, again, kind of flipped the script and was nice. 1990s, you had a big Robin Hood resurgence. You had Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves with Kevin Costner, and he has an American accent. I know when it came out, some people over in Britannia were kind of upset that we were Americanizing, you know, their character, and this was before cultural appropriation was a big hot topic button, but we did it, and it's an okay movie. I mean, it's a fun movie. It's a good movie. Not a lot of thought to it. You have Sean Connery pop up, so that's always good. Alan Rickman is phenomenal, as with everything. So it's, like I said, that's the one that you watch like in your teen years, early 20s, when you just want to have fun. Also that same year, though, Uma Thurman and Patrick Bergen were in a Robin Hood film that you should definitely try and track down. And then a few years later, you had Robin Hood Men in Tights from Mel Brooks. And this pulled from pretty much all the ones that we've mentioned, except the Disney one. And Cary Elwes is Robin. You have Patrick Stewart show up at the end doing the Sean Connery spoof. And it's just great. It's not Mel Brooks' best movie, because that's Young Frankenstein, and I will fight somebody on that. I know everybody says Blazing Saddles, but it's Young Frankenstein. But this is definitely, I think, one of his better ones, and it's just phenomenal. There, I did find, though, when researching, there's a movie called Robin of Locksley, which was a TV movie, and it had Devon Sawa as a teenage Robin in a prep school against John Prince, who was Joshua Jackson. I'm going to try and track that thing down and watch it, because 1996, Devon Sawa and Joshua Jackson just sounds awesome. Need to find it. In the last few years, though, like in the 2000s, since the 2000s, there's been a couple of little things here and there, some animated things, but nothing really big until this, you know, new one that's coming out this week, and we're excited. You know, I mean, the bar is kind of low. We'll see how it turns out, but I think it's going to be really good. Let me know what's your favorite Robin Hood movie. You can let us know in the comments here below on SoundCloud or over on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, anywhere on the internet. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're out there, and we'd love to hear from you. Email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. It's a great way to get a hold of me, obviously. If you don't want it to be all over Facebook, you know, just drop me a line. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe to The Night Nerd on whatever platform you're listening to, whether it be iTunes or Stitcher. That's going to get you not only this show, but Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, The New Weird, and Family Sounds. We have a really cool Stan Lee special of Family Sounds coming up that I'm excited about. But otherwise, that's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle lolly, golly, what a day.